stray human, all alone in the woods, on the night of the full moon, no less. Are you lost? How peculiar. You have no good reason to be out here. Or at least you don't have a reason good enough to justify being found by a wolf. Scary, isn't it? You didn't even hear me approaching. How unfortunate. How sad for you that I happen to be starving. And you... and you smell delicious. Are you scared? Afraid? Understandably so. For you have just walked into something so very dangerous. So dangerous indeed. But I've decided that I will play nice. I'll be fair. I'll give you a head start. How does that sound? A head start before me for your silly little human legs. What are you waiting for? Go on. Run. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. You just like I knew I would. It's a shame, really. Even with an extra 10 seconds, you couldn't outrun me. But what did you expect from a wolf? Hunting prey is how I survive. And you just happen to be my next victim. Oh, look at your face. So pale and afraid. You must be really scared of the big bad wolf. Grr. Grr. How scary I am. Whatever will I do to you? Will I eat you? Feed you to my young? So many possibilities. And none of them are good for you. So you must be absolutely dying to know what I have in store for you. What will I do? Would you like to take a guess? Would you like to guess the consequences for being caught by me? I'll give you a moment. Poor human. Perhaps I've scared you too badly, Did you truly think I was going to eat you? Oh, no, no, no. I want something far, far worse. Something dreadful. Something terrible. Something from your worst nightmare. Oh, you should be so scared. You should be scared, scared, scared. Afraid. To pet you. I want to pet you. To pet you. Oh, humans are just so adorable. I haven't seen one in years. To eat you so quickly would be a wasted opportunity. Please allow me to take care of you and see more of that adorably red face of yours. I ask you kindly, though it is hardly an offer. What are you going to do? Say no to my head pats? Go ahead and lay down. Yes, on the dirt. There probably aren't many bugs. Well, none that you can see with your human eyes. It's far too dark. But I suppose if you're too stubborn, you could always lay your head in my lap. There you go. Get comfortable and let this wolf pet that adorable, adorable little head of yours. Nice and comfortable. There you go. Your hair is so, so very soft. So odd. Squirrels have such rough fur. Most animals do. What else would you expect from the life of a feral animal? Oh, but your fur, the hair, is so incredibly soft. It reminds me of a baby mouse. Human, you are exactly like a baby mouse. You are just a pup. A small, sweet little puppy. And don't think your red face is hidden away by the night. I can still see it perfectly with my nocturnal eyes. So cute. So adorable. Let me play with your hair a little bit more. Just a little bit. You're shivering. Human, are you still terrified? Or perhaps you're just cold? It is rather chilly here at night, though my body is better built for the colder seasons. I hardly feel it at all. But I understand your feeble human body gets cold so very easily. I suppose we best get you somewhere heated. Otherwise, I won't get to see that cute red face of yours anymore. Don't you come back to my cabin until morning? You can sleep on the couch and stay safe and What? Why are you looking at me like that? Did you think I lived in a cave? No, I'm not that much of an animal. I have standards, you know. I'm a rather classy lady. I'll carry you. I don't want you running off. Come here. Here we are, my cabin. Pretty cozy, right? Don't worry who or where I got it from. That's my little secret. Go ahead and lay down on the couch, sweetheart. Get comfortable. Otherwise, what was the point of bringing you here at all? Aw, what's with that look on your face? Are you really thinking about laying your head in my lap again? Such an adorable little human. Don't worry. I'll be back soon. I just need to grab something from the other room. Stay put for me, will you? I'll be right back. My bad. I didn't keep you waiting for too long, did I? What? Did you think I was going to return with a fork and knife? Human, you think so poorly of me. I just got some stuff like, ear picks, a brush. Stuff to help you relax. this is probably the only time I'll have a human in my hands for several years. I'd like to use our time together wisely. I want to do what I can to take care of you. I'm gonna make you so sleepy. You won't be able to keep your eyes open. Sit up a little so I can join you on the couch. Go on. Human, just relax and remember who's in control here. Come on now, put your head in my lap so I can clean your ears. Get comfortable, cozy, cozy. I've never actually messed with human ears before. How hard could it be? They're not sensitive, are they? Well, there's no need to worry. My fingers are quite steady and precise. No need to worry. No need to worry. I'm certain I won't hurt you. Probably. Just hold still, and there won't be any complications. Position your head a little easier for me. Okay, there we go. Nice and easy. Honestly, I don't really know what I'm doing. I'm just enjoying wiggling my ear pick around. I'm not hurting you, am I? I hope not. You can always tell me if I do. But please, allow me to play around for a little while longer. You're just so fascinating. Just for a tiny bit. Wonderful. that was fun for me. Was it relaxing at all? I found it quite relaxing for me. But now we should do something you might like a little bit more. Why not some nice, soothing hair brushing? You like having your hair played with, don't you? It's something I'm a little more familiar with. I have to brush my tail and my own hair, after all. So, keep your eyes closed. So adorable. Do you do count breath as a photo or a different color of a day? And I've been talking to you. Mm-hmm.